Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty on US 99.
There's something that's up in our house that every time somebody comes over to visit, I think to myself, we should take that down. That shouldn't be seen. That's not for other people. That is for us. And it's not inappropriate. It's a little embarrassing. But it's just more of a sneak peek, I think, into our life than we need. And what we have up in multiple places in our house, and you might do this same thing, is we have these little reminders up all over the house of things that make us seem like we are incapable of being adults in a general sense. The biggest one we have is on our back door in our kitchen, and it says, don't lock yourself out, because our back door tends to lock behind us a lot. And the first time it ever happened, we first moved into this place about almost two years ago, we both got locked out of the house just because the bottom lock was locked, and so it closed the door behind us, and so we got locked out of the house. Now we've done everything from like hidden keys, you name it. But we have these little reminders set around the house that I feel like when people come over to visit, we should take those down. It's so stupid looking. It's so embarrassing that we cannot function as adults without putting post-it notes or handwritten signs up around the house. Do you have reminders like written around your house for you, or maybe you leave them for your kids or your husband or your wife, whatever it is? 312-946-4995. We have the don't lock yourself out reminder, and it's a big sign. I'm not going to lie, it's big. What reminders do you have hanging out around the house? And do you leave them up when people come over? Lynn in Inverness, let's start with you. What reminders you got up around the house?
Okay, so we lock ourselves out of our garage sometimes. Like, the house leads into the garage, right? So I ended up crocheting, like, a little sock for the door to remind us to unlock it. So it has to be hanging down when we leave the house. And at night, we put it back on to remind us that it's locked.
Funny. Man, you don't know what people are walking by seeing socks on the door like, oh, I remember that from college.
My daughter came home from college, and she's right. Like, what is that?
Anyway, don't go in. Mom and Dad are busy. Thank you for calling. That's funny.
You're welcome.
Brittany, real quick, what sign do you have up in your house? Little reminders.
Okay, so we have two cats, and one time I overfed them because I didn't know my girlfriend did. So now we have a whiteboard on our fridge that has every day an AM and PM, so I don't overfeed them and be yelled
at. That's smart. My wife and I do that too with the dogs with their medicine, so we don't double do it, you know, double duty or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, and I leave it up.
I love it. Thank you for calling. Perfect. Marlis, what reminders you got up around your house?
Oh, my gosh. So you have the one that says, make sure you don't lock yourself out of your back door. And we have one that says, make sure you lock the back door, because we always forget between letting the dog out or the kids. And so we constantly have that up, like, lock the door. They're like, how do you not remember?
As long as nobody plays a prank on us and switches our signs, we'd be in big trouble.
Exactly.
It's not